Real Life Hide and Seek by Jennifer Waddle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 9:10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. In the childhood game of hide and seek, the seeker looks for those who are hiding, but if he can't find them, he throws his hands up in defeat. In the game of life, however, those who seek the Lord find him, for he is not hiding from men, but rather standing in plain sight. Sadly, there are many who refuse to be the seeker. Fooled by self-sufficiency, they've convinced themselves they have no need to look for the Savior. Instead, they carry on with a sense of independence, self-confidence, and pride. Admitting the need for a Savior is not a sign of weakness. Rather, it's the yielding of one's life to the magnificent purpose of the Creator, who loves them and longs to draw them near. The Lord does not forsake those who seek him. Well-known author C.S. Lewis struggled with this very thing. He wrote in his autobiography, Surprised by Joy, that on three separate occasions he felt a, quote, sudden, piercing pang of longing, a bittersweet ache and yearning for something far off. Later, he wrote about his reluctancy to convert to Christianity and described himself as, quote, kicking, struggling, resentful, and darting his eyes in every direction for a chance to escape. The beautiful thing about the real-life game of hide-and-seek is that the seeker is always the winner. He or she never comes up empty-handed, unable to find what they're looking for. Just read Deuteronomy 4:29. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deep down in the soul of every person, there's an empty hole that can never be filled by anything else. Wealth, notoriety, or self-sufficiency will never completely fulfill the longing of every person's heart. Only the all-consuming, everlasting love of the Father, made manifest in his Son, Jesus Christ, can make a person whole. And those who know his name and put their trust in him will, in the end, find much more than they ever thought possible. Let's close with Ephesians 3:14 through 19. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.